Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome you to tonight's high school baseball game. We are at Lafayette Central Catholic High School. Ball game tonight's going to feature the... The Knights versus the Red Devils. It's going to be a rematch from last night. Last night, West Lafayette Red Devils captured the win 3-1. That was at West Lafayette High School. And tonight they're going to play right here at Central Catholic, Gordon Lemming Field. Going to play right here. We thank you for tuning in to tonight's ball game. Ball game's getting started a little bit behind schedule, but it's going to start here in just a bit. Umpires are walking up right now. Red Devils are having a meeting down the left field corner, down near third base. We do thank you for tuning in. You're listening to an education-based high school boys varsity baseball game. This internet radio athletic contest is made possible by ASO, Robbie Kendall, and AudioSportsOnline.net, providing internet radio access for PutneyInSports.com since 2008. So the Knights are in their dugout, talking it right there. Umpires are arriving, and the lights are on here at Central Catholic High School. It's going to be a ball game take place. It's supposed to take place about 5:30. Maybe someone got a schedule of 6 p.m. It's going to be close to the time it will start. And we thank you for tuning in. We'll mention a little bit about each school. First, for the visiting West Lafayette Red Devils. Red Devils are Class 3A, sectional number 20. There are seven in their sectional. Benton Central, Mequonakwa, Northwestern, Peru, Twin Lakes, West Lafayette, and Western. The principal at West Lafayette High School is Ron Schreiner. The athletic director is Joel Strode. The assistant AD is James Schott. West Lafayette High School is located at 1105 North Grant Street, West Lafayette, Indiana, 47906. You can reach them by telephone at 765-746-0400. On the web, it's hs.wl.k12.in.us. They wear the collars, scarlet and gray. There are 10 in the Hoosier Conference. Tonight's game, this evening's contest, is going to be the second of two West Division matchups between these two teams. Well, mentioned, the Red Devils are currently 5-3 on the season. They're 3-0 in the Hoosier West. Head coach is Justin Hartman. Next game on their agenda following this game will happen Friday night, April 22nd. West Lafayette will be at Covington High School. A little bit about the Central Catholic Knights, the home team on the scoreboard. Lafayette Central Catholic Knights, Class 2A, sectional 38. There are six in their sectional. Their sectional will happen here at Central Catholic High School. In their sectional is Clinton Prairie, Delphi, Fountain Central, Central Catholic, Seeger, Western Boone. The principal at Lafayette Central Catholic is Melissa Robertson. The athletic director is Tim Bourdonnais. The assistant athletic directors is Julia Denhart and Nate Denno. We'll mention Central Catholic High School is located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. You can reach them by telephone 764-2496. On the web, you can find them at lccathletics.com. On Twitter, at @LCC_athletics. They wear the collars, navy and white. They're in the Hoosier Conference, members of the West Division. We'll mention in the East Division, it's Lewis Cass, Hamilton Heights, Northwestern, Tipton, Western. In the West Division, it's Benton Central, Central Catholic, Crystal Hill Central, Twin Lakes, and West Lafayette. Those are alphabetically. Lafayette Central Catholic. Well, Mr. We're set this in for opening prayer and national anthem. God, our Heavenly Father, help these athletes to stay in this changing world, to keep their eyes always fixed on you. Help them to be good students, strong athletes, and an example of being saved. Help them to be just and fair in all their endeavors, and give them the strength which comes from you alone. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our national anthem. Getting close for baseball. We'll finish up Lafayette Central Catholic. They're currently 4-3 on the season. They are 3-1 in the Hoosier West. Head coach is Tim Bourdonnais, 87 graduate from Central Catholic. Next game on the agenda for the Knights will also be Friday night, April 22nd. It'll be an 8 p.m. start time. Here in Catholic Golden Eagles will be here, Central Catholic Knights. They're throwing the ball around the infield. Knights, the home team tonight, on the scoreboard. We'll mention the pitcher in tonight's ballgame for Central Catholic is number 27, Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur, wears 27. We'll mention around the infield. Jackson Kane will be the catcher, number 3. Justin Brady at first base, 32. Second base, Owen Munn. He'll wear number 12. Evan Deanhart, shortstop, number 24. Third base, Ryan Schumer, wears number 7. In left field, 25, Carter Johnson. In center field, that's Bryn Robbins, wears number 33. In right field, Caden Minnick, number 20. DH in today's ball game, will start out DH. He wears number 16, that's TJ Bell. He'll be batting in place of defensive player, center fielder, 33, Bryn Robbins. We'll mention a little bit about the pitching right here for Ben Mazur. He'll throw the ball around the infield. Ben Mazur, he's working on the diamond. He's got a 1-0 record. He's thrown 7 innings to this point. He started 2 games. This is game number 3 for the start. He's a 6'2", 185-pound pitcher. Wears number 27. He's faced 25 batters. He's thrown 103 pitches. He's given up 2 hits. And he's going to pitch tonight for Central Catholic. Getting ready to step in batting order for West Lafayette. It's going to be Corey Adams. Corey Adams will lead the game off. It's going to be the step-in right-handed batter. First pitch is going to happen a minute before 6 p.m. First pitch, Ben Mazur to Corey Adams. Strike called. No balls, 1 strike. Step off the back of the rubber, step back in. Looking from the windup. Glove high, here comes the winder, the pitch to Adams. Low for a ball. Count goes 1 ball, 1 strike. Got some wind here on the diamond, blowing from right to left. Pretty windy day, 15, 20 mile an hour, but 15 degrees warmer than last night. Ground ball in the infield. It'll be fielded by Evan Deanhart. He'll throw to first base. get the put out with Justin Brady. Umpires electing to wear the blue overcoats. Red, white, sleeve at the top. Next batter going to step in for West Lafayette. Number 14, Eric Schroeder, plays the shortstop position. Right-handed batter. Ben Mazin, back behind the rubber, he'll step back on. One out, top of the first inning. West Lafayette wearing the gray uniforms. Knights wearing the white. First pitch comes in. Fastball, strike called. No balls, one strike, one out. Right-handed batter, Eric Schroeder. Pitch comes in tight. Ball one. One ball, one strike. Ben Mazur working from the windup. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes a wind and a pitch. Swung on. High fly ball. It's going to be played on. Foul territory. Three gentlemen there. It lands a foul. Three guys couldn't make the call. So it dropped between the triangle right there. It's going to be a foul ball. One ball, two strikes. Stepping behind the rubber in the grass, he'll step up now. Ben Mazur. One ball, two strikes to Eric Schroeder. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the wind in the pitch. Outside a ball. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Top of the first inning. West Lafayette, Central Catholic. Here comes the wind. Breaking pitch just missed. Count goes full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Eric Schroeder, Ben Mazur. Swung on, he'll fly one. He'll be called for by the center fielder. Bryn Robbins calls off Evan Keenhart, makes the catch in shallow center field. Two outs on the diamond. Stepping into bat for West Lafayette, Nate Brown. Nate Brown plays the catcher position, played a good catcher position last evening. Right-handed batter, wears number 11. Ben Mazur going to step up to the rubber and clean the dirt off of it. He'll step up here momentarily. And stepping into the batter's box, Nate Brown. Nate Brown, Ben Mazur, 27-11, first pitch, swing and a miss. Offered at a lower pitch, strike one. No balls, one strike. Pretty good bat in the hand of Nate Brown. Nate Brown worked last night. Came up with two hits. One was a double. Second pitch, short off the glove, Jackson Kane. One ball, one strike. Two outs, top of the first inning. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes a wind. Strike called. Fastball right down meridian. Right below the kneecaps, kind of that adopted strike zone from the MLB. One ball, two strikes. Here comes the wind. Breaking pitch, broke away. Count goes 2-2. Step back in the rubber, step back off. Trying to clean that rubber just to get it manicured like Ben Mazur would like it. Here comes the wind. Can call time at home plate. Nate Brown. Too much concentration time. Time granted. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs, top of the first inning. West Lafayette batting. Here comes the wind. Swung on, line drive rope. Going to get the gap left center field. Going to play it off the wall. Bryn Robbins going to toss it in. Digging into Owen Munn. to hop his glove at second base. Double. Encore presentation from last night for Nate Brown. To jog off the diamond, he'll put his gear on. Next batter in the lineup, number 9, Evan Cook. Going to play third base this evening. Courtesy runner at second base for Nate Brown. Making the markings on the card, home plate umpire. Next batter in the lineup for West Lafayette, number 9, Evan Cook. Pretty tall young man, lanky, plays a good third base. Working from the stretch, Ben Mazur. Set position, check second base, here's the pitch. Fastball called strike. Looking at one, Evan Cook. Working from the stretch, Ben Mazur. Peers in, looks at signals. From the set position, here's the pitch. Outside a ball. One ball, one strike. Top of the first inning. Runner at second base is Jackson Deutsch. Set position. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, going to offer at it. Tried to check his swing. Evan Cook. Throw to third base. Going to be a play at the plate. Throw comes in. Going to be short off the glove of Jackson Kane. A little bit off target. Left of home plate. First run comes in to score. Jackson Deutsch. A step back in. Evan Cook. Right-handed batter. A step back to the rubber. Ben Mazur. Peering in looking at signals. Nobody on. Swing and a miss. Drop third. He'll be tagged at home plate by Jackson Kane. Three outs. One hit in the half inning. Nobody left on base. Red Devils pick up one run. We'll go to the bottom of the first inning. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by PutMeInSports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball each spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Football in the fall, Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devils, Central Catholic Knights, Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies. Throwing the ball around the infield. Working on the diamond right there. Defensively, going to be West Lafayette. West Lafayette going to line up like this on the infield. Doing the pitching, Jack Schaefer. Where's number 20? Right there at the catcher's position, number 11, Nate Brown. Playing first base, Dash Driggs. He'll wear number 4. At second base, Julian Smith. Where's number 2? At shortstop, Eric Schroeder. Number 14, at third base, Evan Cook. Where's number 9? In center field, it's Corey Adams. Where's number 17? In left field, number 21, Tim Olhot. In right field, number 7, Andrew Fredette. On the pitcher's mound tonight, as mentioned, Jack Schaefer. Where's number 20? Jack Schaefer working right there. And I will mention Jack Schaefer. Entering the ball game, he's got a 1-0 record. He's won one. He's got 2.0 innings under his belt. This is his second appearance. He's given up one hit, and I believe he's walked 0. He struck out 3. That's last night's stat line for the right-handed pitcher, Jack Schaefer, number 20. So they're throwing the ball around the diamond, getting loose. We're missing our vantage point. It's just beyond first base, outside the right field, the right line field fence right here. Pretty good vantage point. You can see from anywhere on the diamond.
Some
steps is stepping in. He's going to be the first batter for the night. Number 25, Carter Johnson. Carter Johnson playing left field today. He's going to step in, left-handed batter. Stepping into rubber is going to be Jack Schaefer. He's going to start out from the stretch, from the set position. First pitch to Carter Johnson. Strike called, outside edge, thigh high. A step back into rubber, Jack Schaefer. Working from the stretch, now the set position. Here's the wind and the pitch. Breaking pitch, high and away, ball one. One ball, one strike. Nobody out, first batter, bottom half of the first inning. Working from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Outside the ball. Count goes 2-1. Set back in. Carter Johnson. Where's number 25 going against Jack Schaefer, number 20 for West Lafayette. Pitch comes in high. Going to get it inside. Going to get the helmet. Got the helmet. Right there, Carter Johnson. He'll jog down to first base. A check on him. A position umpire. Says he's okay. He's going to take the first base position. He's going to pick a seat. He's going to see a movie. So, next batter in the lineup, the Central Catholic. Number 24, Evan Jeanhart. Evan Jeanhart, right-handed batter. He's going to step in now. Peering over at first base, Carter Johnson. Moderately from the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in high, ball one. Jack Schaefer, working from the stretch. Pretty much a relief pitcher starting this ball game. Moderate lead at first base for Carter Johnson. Now the set position. Here's the pitch. High for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Nobody out. Bottom of the first inning. Central Catholic in West Lafayette. Working from the stretch. Now the set position. Squaring the bunt early. Is Dehart pulls the bat back, strike called. So step back in the rubber. Schaefer, right-handed pitcher. A check first base out of the stretch. He'll set position. Here comes the pitch. High for ball three. 3-1 count to Dehart. Dehart steps in, second batter in the lineup. A PRN look at signals. Jack Schaefer, look at first base over the shoulder and out of the set position. Here comes the pitch. Right down meridian, strike called. Three balls, two strikes. Evan Dehart batting the bottom of the first inning. Peering over at first base, working out a stretch, now the set position. Here comes a 3-2 pitch to Evan Dean. Are you going to step off the back? Jack Schaefer wanted to reset. He'll step back in. Schaefer peering in, looking at signals. Nate Brown, set position for Schaefer. Here comes a 3-2. High for ball four. Carter Johnson with a jog down, second base. Runners aboard, first and second base. Dehart and Johnson. Right-handed batter is going to step in. Owen Munn. Where's number 12? Plays second base for the Knights. Moderate lead. Infield corners are in on the grass. Working from the stretch, Jack Schaefer. He'll check second base. Now the set position. Here comes the first pitch. Breaking pitch outside of ball. Gets off the glove of Nate Brown. Going to veer right side, just barely in the grass. But the runners move up 90 feet. Timeout on the diamond. Jack Schaefer going to have conversation with his catcher, Nate Brown. The gloves up, guarding the mouth. No lip reading. With cell phones these days, you can pull it right up and watch if you wanted to, if you tried. But then we're going to step back in. Owen Munn. Runners at second and third base for the Knights. Nobody out. Bottom of the first inning. One run in, top half for West Lafayette. There's the set position. Pitch comes in. You're going to call a strike. Owen Munn, right-handed batter looking at third base. Signals given, Coach Bourdonnais. Stepping back in, Owen Munn, right-handed batter. Runners at second and third base for the Knights. Working from the stretch, now the set position for Schaefer. Pitch comes in, fouled back, out of play. Owen Munn, one ball, two strikes. Just get some signals, third base. Set back in. Nobody out. Bottom of the first inning. Owen Munn batting. Runners at second and third base. One run ball game, West Lafayette. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, drop third. He'll take off for first base. They'll get the put out, and the runners will stay put. Drop third strike. He'll be thrown out at first base. There's one out in the inning. Next batter in the lineup. It's going to be number 16, the DH, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell batting in place of D50 player Bryn Robbins. They'll start that way. Robbins wears number 33. He's in center field. Defensively. Stepping in, right-handed batter. One out. Bottom of the first inning. Runners aboard for the Knights, second and third base. Peering in, looking at signals. Jack Schaefer from the set position. Pitch comes in. Low, I should say. Right below the kneecap, strike called. He's going to step back in. T.J. Bell. Peering in, looking at singles. Jack Schaefer. From the set position. He'll check second base. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. But the just miss. Count goes one ball, one strike. A step back in the rubber. Jack Schaefer working from the stretch, peering in, looking at signals. Set position, he'll check the runners. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Umpire working that finesse. You can tell he's working that strike zone. He's thinking strike, strike, strike until the ball's proven to be a ball. He's doing a great job. Stepping back in, T.J. Bell. Peering in, looking at signals, working from the stretch. Here's the set position, he'll step off the back. Jack Schaefer working on the diamond for West Lafayette. You're peering in, looking at signals, out of the set position. Look at third base. Here's the pitch. Going to short off the glove of Nate Brown. Coming in to score from third base. It's Carter Johnson. Ball game tied at one. Evan Dehart moves to third base. Looking for signals. out of the box right there, CJ Bell. Three balls, one strike. For Bell, working from his stretch, Jack Schaefer. From a set position. 3-1, swung on, fouled back, out of play. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Bottom of the first inning. Game got started about 6 p.m. Traded for 5:30. There's the set. Here comes the pitch. The 3-2 offering from Schaefer. Swung on, swinging a miss. Two outs. Bottom of the first.
First base, number 32.
Set to bat for the ninth. It's going to be number 32, Justin Brady. Justin Brady plays first base for the Knights. Left-handed batter. One runner aboard. Dehart at third base. One run in. Tie ball game at one. Working from his set. First pitch to Johnson. Should say to Justin Brady. Ball gets by the catcher. Coming in to score. 24, Evan Dehart. Justin Brady, left-handed batter. One ball, no strikes. He'll step back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Nobody on. In the stretch, Jack Schaefer is the set. Pitch comes in high, ball two. Schaefer looking for that release point. Work back from the stretch. Peering in, looking at signals from the set position. Here comes the 2-0. Oh, yeah. Going to get him on the back side. Going to be hit by pitch. Going to draw down the first base. Justin Brady.
I'm batting the pitcher. 27.
Stepping into bat. Doing the pitching for the Knights. Today's ball game. Ben Mazur. Where's number 27? Moderate lead at first base, Justin Brady. Being held on by Dash Driggs. Dash Driggs worked as a defensive player last night. He's going to play the game today and bat for himself. First pitch comes in tight for ball one. Peering over at third at first base, off the rubber, step back in. Jack Schaefer, peering in looking at signals. He'll check first base out of the stretch. Now the set position. Pitch comes in. He has line drive shot to left field. It's going to get up in the trees. They're going to call it fair or foul. They're going to call it a fair ball. Ben Mazur going to round the bases. Home plate umpire is going to say that was a fair ball. And I'm West Lafayette, not quite in agreement. You're going to jog the bases. Pretty slow trot for Ben Mazur across home plate. One run solo shot right there for Ben Mazur. So explanation right there to
number seven.
Coach West Lafayette Red Devils, a couple of coaches there. The umpires are going to get together. They're going to talk about this. Nope. They might have already made the decision. Home plate umpire walking out a bit towards the first base line with the infield umpire. They're going to call it a home run. So four runs in, two outs. Timeout on the diamond. Going to be a conversation at the pitcher's mound. Some of the infielders going to join them there. Going to be the first baseman, Dash Triggs. Catcher, Nate Brown. Pitcher, Jack Schaefer. Now the other infielders will join. Next batter in the lineup for the Knights is going to be number seven, Ryan Schumer. Check the notepad there. Home plate umpire that documents the first visit for West Lafayette. Conversation going to happen near third base. Ryan Schumer, Coach Bordenay. Meeting concludes at the diamond, at the pitcher's mound. Coach having some words there with third baseman. Evan Cook, probably 4 or 5 inches taller than Coach. Let's jog back to third base. Stepping in the back going to be the left-handed hitter, Ryan Schumer. Nobody on. Left-handed batter, Schumer, going to step in. Peering in, looking at signals out on the stretch. Now the set position for Schaefer. Pitch comes in. Going to be a drive to right center field. Trying to make the catch. Lost his footing. Some grass came up like a divot. His back foot as he reached in to make the catch. That was Andrew Fredette. I take that back. That was Tim Olhotz in right field. So Schumer at second base. Going to reach by, I'm not sure. Didn't see the scoring on the scoreboard. Anyway, he's at second base. Schumer going to do the running for himself. Stepping in the bat. It's going to be Jackson Kane, the catcher. Kane, right-handed batter. Working from the stretch, Jack Schaefer, runner at second base. Two outs, bottom of the first inning. Peering in is the pitch. Chip Loeb, ball one. Steps back in, Jackson Kane. Peering in, looking at signals. Number 20, Jack Schaefer, looking from the stretch, now the set position. Pitch comes in high for a ball, snap throw back to second base. From Nate Brown, bounces in there, safe. Ball corralled by Eric Schroeder, the shortstop.
Yeah.
Working back in the stretch. Number 20, Schaefer, peering in, looking at signals. Jackson Kane batting the bottom of the first from the set. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Nate Brown couldn't hold the baseball. No advancement by Schumer. Drops it in front. Count goes 2-1. Jackson Kane, right-handed batter, facing the righty, Jack Schaefer, peering in, looking at signals. A long look. Looks at second base, down the stretch. Now the set position. Now Jackson Kane going to request time. Granted, he'll step back in. Jack Schaefer from the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in, ground ball foul. Left of third base, going to get the boundary fence. Shake that one out of the dugout. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Home plate umpire needs a ball replenishment. He's got one in the pouch. Won the game. Jackson Kane, stretch, now set by Schaefer. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch. Finished high. High in the glove. Count goes full at 3-2. Jackson Kane batting in the bottom of the first. Four runs in for the night. One run in, top half by West Lafayette. Foul ball around home plate. Might have got that toe of Jackson Kane. No, not too bad. Just step out and step back in. 3-2 count, second time for Kane. Peering in, looking at signals. Jack Schaefer from the set position. Here comes the pitch. Low for ball four. Kane going to jog down to first base. They're going to run for him. Courtesy runner for Jackson Kane. Going to be Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox wears number 14. Next batter for the night is going to step in, number 20, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick playing right field in today's ball game. Left-handed batter. Ball replenishment right there. Go step in. Two outs, bottom of the first inning. Tyler Fox at first base doing the running for Jackson Kane. Peering in, looking at signals. Long stretch, now the set position for Schaefer. Pitch comes in, strike, fastball. Taken for a strike, count goes 0-1. Working from the hill, looking right there from the rubber. Number 20, Schaefer. It works from the set position. Pitch comes in, ball inside. One ball, one strike. Two outs. Bottom of the first inning. Central Catholic High School, last night they played at West Lafayette. Working from the stretch, now the set position. Pitch comes in tight for ball two. Two balls, one strike. Hospitality is a good thing. Working from the stretch, Jack Schaefer. Caden Minnick batting, left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher from the set. Pitch comes in, right below the kneecap, strike called. Crosses the plate, a strike, count goes 2-2. Working from the stretch, Jack Schaefer, now from the set position. Here comes the 2-2, swung on, you take a drive to right field. Going to get over the head of right fielder Tim Olhas. He'll pick it up to the warning track. Rounding third base for the slide-in home plate, Tyler Fox. It's going to be a two-base hit RBI off the bat of Caden Minnick. Timeout on the diamond. Going to walk out, have conversation with the pitcher's man, that's Coach Justin Hartman. Talking right there. Second visit. Going to send out a right fielder to play in this ball game, number 28, for West Lafayette. He'll be in the game now. He's in some warm-up tosses on the hill again. He was on the pitcher's rubber last night, Evan Cook. Evan Cook is going to get some warm-up right there. Did not have bullpen. He'll probably get extended throws or pitches right there with his catcher, Nate Brown. He'll step in the rubber now. He's throwing some hard tosses right there in the front of the rubber. Now he's back on the rubber. That's pretty good velocity. Last night, entered the ball game. 27 strikeouts. On the season for Evan Cook. Evan Cook did pitch last night. He came out quite early, we'll mention. Evan Cook wears number 9. He's got 1 win, 0 losses. He entered the game last night with 14 innings. He didn't complete an inning last night. He's on the rubber tonight. Going to pitch long relief here for West Lafayette. ERA of 2.00. It's going to be his fifth appearance on the season. He's given up 7 hits. He's allowed 4 runs. All 4 runs were earned runs. He's walked 2. He struck out 27. Okay. Next batter for the night is going to be the left fielder, Carter Johnson. Timeout on the diamond. Nate Brown going to have conversation with Jack Schaefer and talk about the signals. Didn't take long. As mentioned, Evan Cook, pretty tall gentleman. a step off the back of the rubber in the grass, adjust his pants, and he'll step back in the rubber. Runner at second base is Owen Munn. Check that back. We'll work that. It's Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick at second base. First pitch. Carter Johnson low for a ball. Stepping back in the rubber. Evan Cook from the stretch. He's getting loose. Loosening up the shoulders. Peering in, looking at signals out of stretch. Now the set position. Pitch comes in high. Breaking pitch. Ball two. Caden Minnick at second base. Two outs, bottom of the first inning. Peering in, looking at signals. Evan Cook, now the set position. Be a pickoff move. They'll just pirouette. Go clockwise and not make a throw to second base. Left-handed batter is Carter Johnson. Peering in, looking at signals. Now the set position for Cook. Pitch comes in. Strike called. Fastball. Velocity is good. Not sure if a speed gun would be on him here at the ball field. But he can bring it. Runner at second base, Caden Minnick. Set position. Pitch comes in short off the glove of Nate Brown. Good block. Veered left in the grass. Runner stays still at second base. Evan Cook going to adjust the back side right there, his shirt jersey area. Trying to get it fluffed out. Kind of fluff it out to get the movement a pitcher would need. Here's the pitch. Inside, ball four. Jogging to first base, Carter Johnson. Runners at first and second base. Carter Johnson at first, Caden Minnick at second, stepping into bat. Number 24, that's Evan Jeanhart. Right-handed batter, last time up, threw a base on ball. Stepping back in the rubber, Evan Cook from the stretch, peering in looking at signals from Nate Brown. They'll check first base out of the stretch. Now the set position. It's going to be a bunt. Going to go back to the pitcher. Evan Cook will field it. He'll throw on the first base to Dash Driggs. Get the put out. Knights come up with six in the bottom of the first inning. The end of one, 6-1. Knights in front. And we'll mention this IHSAA varsity baseball game is being made possible in part by Dean's Auto Parts, S-Car Quest Auto Parts in Cicero, Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Real Estate, Frankfort Truck and Car Sales, Frankfort, Indiana, Reynolds Farm Equipment, along with Titus Bakery and Deli, Larson and Sons Target Sports, Main Street in Sheridan, Indiana. We're bringing this game to you. We are thankful. Let's turn the ball around the diamond. Top of the second inning. Taking some warm-up pitches. Right there on the pitcher's mound, Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur playing toss back and forth with Jackson Kane. They throw the ball around the infield, playing outfield ball as the Knights occupy the first base dugout. West Lafayette in the third base dugout, throwing with the right fielder. That's Caden Minnick throwing out there with him, Tyler Fox. He's working the ball around the diamond. Got some youth baseball going on around here. Looks like they might have just or getting ready to have a practice. Ball goes into center field, picked up there after the throw from Jackson Kane. Picked up by Bryn Robbins. tosses it back in. Stepping into bat for West Lafayette, going to be number 20, Jack Schaefer. Jack Schaefer now playing third base for West Lafayette. To step in. Working from the windup. First pitch to Schaefer. Tried to check his swing. Going to be called strike by the home plate umpire. Peering in looking at signals. Schaefer, right-handed batter. Pitch comes in, fastball. Strike two. Jack Schaefer steps back in. Right-handed pitcher. Excuse me, batter. Takes in the righty. Ben Mazur. Here's the wind. Pitch comes in. He'll drive one to the outfield. It's going to get enough air under it. Going to be caught in center field by Bren Robbins. One out. Top of the second inning. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be number 7, Andrew Fredette. Andrew Fredette playing right field in the ball game. Left-handed batter. Going to step in with one out. Ben Mazur. Here comes the wind. Strike called. Fastball. No balls, one strike. Ben Mazur from the windup. 2 feet on the rubber. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Fredette going to sky it. It's going to be foul territory. Giving it a chase is Ryan Schumer. It's out of play. No ball, two strikes. Andrew Fredette. Andrew Fredette can cover some territory in the outfield. Let's step back in. Tap the plate far and near. Left-handed batter facing the righty. Ben Mazur peering in looking at signals. Here comes a wind. Backdoor curveball misses away. He'll set back in Andrew Fredette. Lefty. Defense in regular position. Middle infielders near the grass lip. Going to be a line drive. Going to be in a gap. Going to get to center field. It's going to stop in a hurry on a wet soil. On the grass, I should say. Throw back in. Going to be a double off the bat of Fredette. Fredette going to jog over to the base coach. Hand him an apparatus. And he'll jog back to second base. Set to bat for West Lafayette. Going to step in, number 28. Can you get me a roster? Can you get me a roster? He's going to step in to bat, right-handed batter. Ben Mazur, here comes the pitch. Outside a ball. One ball, no strikes. Steps back in the rubber, looks at signals. Now from the set position. Mazur going to wind clockwise, fake a throw to second base. Back safely, Andrew Fredette got himself aboard a double to center field from the set position. Mazur. Pitch comes in, fastball, called strike. Off the rubber, Mazur going to check second base and step back in. Right-handed batter steps back in, touches the plate far and near. Set position for Mazur. Foul ball, right side on the ground. Can be fielded by Brady. They'll toss a new ball out to Mazur. So they're working on the diamond right there, and we don't see a number 28 in the lineup, but he's batting. He played He came in last inning playing right field for West Lafayette. Here's the pitch. Going to foul one right side. Going to hit the screen in front of the Central Catholic dugout. One ball, two strikes, one out. Top of the second inning. Runner at second base for the Red Devils. Working from the stretch. Check second base. Out of the set. Pitch comes in. Swing and a miss. Two outs. Top of the second inning. The batter in the lineup is going to be the DH. Andrew Von Werder. Andrew Von Werder is going to step in where his number 18. Another right-handed batter. Two outs. Runner at second base. For West Lafayette, from the stretch, now the pitch. The short off the glove, good stop by Jackson Kane. Step back off the back of the rubber, Ben Mazur. He's going to step in now. One ball, no strikes. Devon Werder, working from the set. Pitch comes in, fouled back to the screen. Just bottomed the baseball. Down goes one and one. One ball, one strike, one aboard. Fredette at second base. Peering in, looking at signals. Ben Mazur. Now from the set position. Breaking pitch, going to be a line drive rope. The left field. It's going to bounce a few times. Picked up at the warning track. Dropped the initial pickup, Carter Johnson, but making it safely. To second base. Von Werder and Fredette traded places. One run in. Fredette scores a run. It's 6-2. Next batter for West Lafayette. Going to step in. Julian. It's going to be Dash Driggs. Dash Driggs in the bat. He's playing first base in today's ballgame. Where's number 4? Right-handed batter. Working from the stretch, now the set. First pitch, strike called, fastball. Checking his sock there at second base. Going to get a crooked lead. Makes the lead look like less space to the pitcher. Here's the pitch. Swung on, going to foul one left side. It's not going to be playable. It's going to land in foul territory. Carter Johnson lets it go. No balls, one strike. Right-handed batter. Steps back in, Dash Driggs. No balls, two strikes. From the set position, here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled out of play, right side. Going to get some sidewalk there. Good ball like that. Makes the curves a bit more. With that abrasion. A step back in the rubber. Peering in looking at singles. Ben Mazur. Right-handed batter, Dash Driggs. Here comes the 0-2 once again. Outside of ball. One ball, two strikes. Mazur off the back of the rubber. A step back in. Peering in looking at singles. From Jackson Kane. From the set position. Here comes the 1-2. Check your swing. Breaking pitch. Low and away. Two balls, two strikes. Step back in the rubber, Ben Mazur. Again, right-handed batter, Dash Driggs. Out of the set position. Runner at second base. Here's the 2-2. Breaking pitch. Short off the glove of Jackson Kane, keeps it in front of him. Runner stays put at second base. Andrew Von Werder doing the running at second base, got himself aboard with a double. From the set position, Ben Mazur. So check second base, here's the pitch. Strike three called. Going to be a drop third, and Jackson King will throw to first base. They'll get the put out with Justin Brady. West Lafayette comes up with one run. Top of the second inning. After 1.5, it's a 6-1 ball game. And we'll mention this game. This contest being brought to you in part by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts. They're located in the 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero, Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they're here. They are there to ensure you get the right parts the first time. Reach them by phone by dialing 317-984-4931. Again, that number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. This contest also in part being brought to you. Looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle? Visit us at Frankfort Truck and Car Sales in Frankfort, Indiana. Or online at ftcsales.com. Or call 765-654-7777. They offer bank finance or easy low payment plan. Visit us, that's them, at ftcsales.com. You can visit them today. Since 1999, for 23 years, your go-to dealer, Frankfort Truck and Car Sales, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7, Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 9 to 4. They're located at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfort, Indiana, 46041. That's Frankfort Truck and Car Sales. First batter going to bat in the bottom of the second inning. It's going to be number 12, Owen Munn. Right-handed batter going to step in. Ball back in the glove of Evan Cook. So he'll step in now. He's working from the stretch. Now the set position. First pitch to Munn. Comes in low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Owen Munn. Owen Munn last night had 4 at-bats. He scored a run, the only run. He got 1 hit. It was a double. He fouled this one back out of play. Owen Munn batting the bottom of the second inning. 1-1 count. He's facing Evan Cook of West Lafayette. Ball comes in, short off the glove. Ball low. It's stopped by Nate Brown. 2 balls, 1 strike. Windy day on the diamond. They're saying that the weather this weekend is going to be nice. 80 degrees Saturday and Sunday. The Indianapolis Indians have a homestand. It's going to last through Sunday. Be a good outing Saturday and Sunday. Working from the stretch, Evan Cook. Fouled out of play, Owen Munn. Two balls, 2 strikes. Owen Munn batting tonight, third position in the lineup. 2-2 count. Evan Cook in the set position. Here's the 2-2. Breaking pitch. Going to get part of the dish. Going to get enough to go down looking. Going to be 1 out here in the top of the second. Check that. Bottom of the second inning. Stepping into bat, T.J. Bell. Number 16, right-handed batter. T.J. Bell last night. 4 plate appearances. He got 1 base hit. He got the RBI in the ball game from the set, Evan Cook. Checked his swing. They're going to check. They're going to say he went. First base umpire. He got asked, and he said, yes, he went. Count goes 0-1. Steps back in, right-handed batter, T.J. Bell. Right-handed pitcher, Evan Cook, out of the set position. Swung on and foul it back to the screen. Solid cut for T.J. Bell. He'll retighten those batting gloves. Just step back in. No balls, two strikes. Evan Cook peering in, looking at signals. Out of a set position. Pitch comes in, breaking pitch. Took a little speed off of it. T.J. Bell out in front. Swinging a miss.
First base for number 32. Nothing. Great.
Two outs, bottom of the second inning. Going to step into bat, number 32, Justin Brady. Back in the rubber, Evan Cook. Left-handed batter, Justin Brady. Four plate appearances last night. He got a base hit. First pitch comes in low for ball one. They're going to go bullpen activity. Right side down the Central Catholic Knights bullpen. Going to throw in the bullpen, Tyler Fox. Fouled out of play. He'll step back in. One ball, one strike to Justin Brady. Lefty batter, righty pitcher. Peering in looking at signals, Evan Cook. Out of the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in, going to be a foul right side. And it'll be a foul ball. It'll be a 1-2 count to Brady. Left-handed batter, peering in looking at signals, Evan Cook. Working out a stretch, set position. He's swinging a high fastball, it's going to get by the catcher. Nate Brown going to make it safe to first base. Justin Brady. They're wondering if it was foul tip. No foul tip called. Off the glove of Nate Brown. Safe at first base, Justin Brady. Stepping into bat for the Knights, Ben Mazur. Last time up, took one down the left field line. Right side of the foul pole. I should say right side of the fair pole. Up in the trees for a home run. The step in, right-handed batter. Brady at first base, moderate lead, working from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Short off the glove, going to get behind the catcher. Nate Brown, track it down. Justin Brady at second base. Stepping back in, Ben Mazur. Back in the rubber, Evan Cook. He'll look at second base out of the stretch. He'll peer in for signals now. Reflecting signals, Nate Brown from the dugout. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch. Low and away. Ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Evan Cook from the stretch. Set position, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, broke perfectly. Strike called. Two balls, one strike. Looking at signals. Now out of set position. Evan Cook. Pitch comes in fastball. Away. Outside for a ball. Count goes 3-1. Evan Cook. Pitching delicately to Ben Mazur. Runner at second base for the Knights. Carter Johnson. Out of the set. pitch comes in right down Meridian, strike called. Three balls, two strikes. A step back in the rubber. Evan Cook working against Ben Mazur. 3-2 count, two outs. Out of a set position, here's the 3-2. Breaking pitch, got the plate. Going to call a strike, and Ben Mazur will toss his bat over to the dugout. So they'll set down a backwards K. He'll go down looking. Knights come up with one in the top half of the second inning. We'll go to the bottom of the second inning after two complete. Knights, 6. West Lafayette, 2. Take that back. Central Catholic did not come up with a run in the bottom half. It's 6-2, Central Catholic in front of West Lafayette. And we'll also mention this contest is being made possible in part by Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana, 46031. On the web, you can find them at ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. They have Titus Bakery and Deli. Right there, it's inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. Titus Bakery and Deli. They're open 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. Visit them at TitusBakery.com. That's TitusBakery.com. Grab a donut or a hot breakfast. Visit Reynolds Farm Equipment along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. And stop in. It's only to please your taste buds at Titus Bakery and Deli. We need some warm-up tosses from the pitcher's mound once again. They're going to throw one down, Jackson King. They'll throw the ball around the infield. On the diamond, they'll put it back in the glove of Ben Mazur. They have a conversation right there. Jog back, Jackson King. And some more bullpen activity. Mildly, it's going to be Tyler Fox down there. Going to throw with Bushy, Isaac Bushy. And down there with him is right there, Billy Owens. Here's the first pitch. Swing and a miss. Batting for West Lafayette, that's Corey Adams. Corey Adams was number 17 playing center field. Last night, 4 at-bats. He got 1 base hit. There's a wind in the pitch. Strike called. Go to a count of 0-2. Back on the rubber. Looking from the wind-up, Ben Mazur. Pitch comes in tight, high. Ball one. One ball, two strikes. One-two count. The one hitter for West Lafayette, that's Corey Adams. Here's the wind. Pitch comes in just away. Down goes 2-2. Outside the strike zone. Here's the left-handed batter's box. Here's the pitch. Strike three called. Right below the kneecaps, called strike. They'll walk back to the dugout. Next batter for West Lafayette. Going to be Eric Schroeder. Eric Schroeder wears number 14. Plays the shortstop position. Last night, 4 at-bats. He got 1 hit. He struck out 1 time. Right-handed batter. Working from the windup, Ben Mazur. Here's the wind. Pitch comes in. Line drive rope to the left field. It's going to be a fair ball. They'll track it down in the corner at the 325 mark. Carter Johnson back into the infield. A two base hit for Eric Schroeder. One out. Top of the third inning. One runner aboard for West Lafayette. Schroeder at second base. Stepping into bat. Could be number 11, Nate Brown. Nate Brown last night, three at bats. He got two hits. He and another gentleman both had two hits. One of Nate Brown's hits was a double, a single and a double off the bat of Nate Brown. First pitch comes in, strike called. Ben Mazur steps back in the rubber, peering in looking at signals. Eric Schroeder at second base for West Lafayette. The short hop to glove gets stopped by Jackson Kane. He's reflecting pitches from the dugout, Jackson Kane. Catcher for Central Catholic. Back in the rubber, working from the stretch, now the set position for Mazur to step off the back. Timeout called in the box right there by Nate Brown. Time granted. He'll step back in. Nate Brown, right-handed batter. Mazur, from the set position, checks second base. Breaking pitch just missed low. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike, one out. Top of the third inning. 6-2 ball game. Knights in front. Out of the set, here's the pitch. High for a ball. Reach back for some more MPH. Count goes 3-1. At second base, Eric Schroeder. One out, top of the third. Out of the set position for Mazur. Pitch comes in, line drive rocket to center field. It's going to one hop the fence, picked up at the warning track and around third base. And Schroeder's going to score. They'll trade braces right there on the diamond with Brown. Nate Brown going to jog off. He'll give way to a courtesy runner. Give a low five slap on the hand right there. And out of second base. Courtesy runner for Nate Brown. One run in, RBI off the bat of Nate Brown. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Fortnite going to walk out. Conversation with his infield. And we'll also mention this game in parts is being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. She's a broker. She's a realtor. She is a broker. Century 21 Sheets Company, Indianapolis, 4929 East 96th Street. She's experienced. She's knowledgeable. That's Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, care, concern, helping you find the home that you are looking for. Lisa Stokes Bear, contact Lisa by phone or by text message, 317-513-4086. Again, 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, realtor, broker, Century 21. Let's step back in. I'm going to step back in to bat for West Lafayette. Evan Cook, the four-hitter for the Red Devils. Runner at second base. First pitch comes in low and away, ball one. Step back in the rubber, Ben Mazur. Step back in the right-handed batter's box, Evan Cook. From the set position, check second base. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled back to the screen, straight back. Looked like Mazur might have taken a little bit off of that pitch. Count goes one ball, one strike. Evan Cook adjusts the pitch right there, steps back in. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Have a set position, check second base. Pitch comes in. Breaking pitch. Strike called. 1-2. Evan Cook, pitcher of record, steps back in from the set position. Breaking pitch, 2. 2-2. Evan Cook held up on that one, checking each pitch. To check the ones he don't want, swing away, working from a set position. Ben Mazur, runner at second base. Pitch comes in low. 3. Count goes 3-2. 1 out. Top of the third inning. West Lafayette with 1 run in each of the 3 innings. They're batting with 1 out in the top of the third. Tap the plate far, working from the stretch, now the set position. Ben Mazur. Pitch comes in, will foul it back, out of play. Solid swing right there for Evan Cook. Count goes full at 3-2. 3-2. Ben Mazur steps back in the rubber. Modest lead there, maybe a bit more at second base. Here comes a 3-2 pitch from Mazur. Strike 3, he'll go down looking. Low and away, right below the kneecaps. Umpires call him the lower strike zone. I'd much rather swing at a lower pitch than be made to swing at a higher pitch. Stepping into bat with 2 outs. Jack Schaefer. Jack Schaefer playing third base. At this point, he batted 3 times last night. He scored a run. He's the other gentleman with another double. He got 2 hits last night. First pitch comes in, swinging a miss. Schaefer got an RBI last evening. He struck out 1 time. So Schaefer steps back in, right-handed batter. Peering in, looking at signals. Ben Mazur, out of a set position. Runner at second base. 2 outs. Out in front of it a little bit, Jack Schaefer, swinging a miss. 2-2. A step back in. Right-handed batter, Jack Schaefer. Stepping back in the rubber, Ben Mazur. Peers in, looks at signals. Out of a set position. Swing and a miss. He'll go down swinging for out number 3. The top of the third inning, Red Devils come up with 1 run. They need 1 runner on base. The Knights will bat in the bottom of the third inning. And that wind coming, whipping up a little bit right here on the diamond. And I will mention this ball game in part is being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. Larson and Sons Target Sports, they're at 408. South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by phone at 317-758-5886. Their number is 317-758-5886. New and used certified gun sales. Buy, sell, trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. Again, that's Larson, A-N-D, Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. Target Sports in Sheridan. They're throwing the ball around the infield. West Lafayette Red Devils getting some warm-up tosses. From the pitcher's mound, Evan Cook, they throw it down to second base. They'll throw it around. They'll put it back in the glove of Evan Cook. Next batter in the lineup, Central Catholic, going to be number 7, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer playing third base position, left-handed batter. Going to step in. Step back in the rubber, working from the stretch. Nobody on is Evan Cook, working from the set position. Pitch comes in high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Steps back in, working from the stretch. Evan Cook. Next pitch comes in a bit high, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Ryan Schumer steps back in. Ryan Schumer, an on-base percentage of .294. Here comes a 2-0 pitch from Evan Cook. Low for a ball. Three balls, no strikes. Ryan Schumer, two at-bats last night. Here's the pitch. Right down Meridian, strike called. Three balls, one strike. Ryan Schumer, two at-bats, two base on balls. Two strikeouts last night. Pitch comes in, strike called. Count goes 3-2 to Ryan Schumer. He'll step back in the box, left-handed batter, facing the righty, Evan Cook. Set position. Here comes a 3-2. Short off the glove, gets stopped by Nate Brown. Ball four, jogging down to first base. It's Ryan Schumer. Next batter in the lineup for the night is going to be number three, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane, right-handed batter. Freshman athlete. Stepping back in the rubber, Evan Cook. Modestly there at first base. Looking over out of stretch, now the set position for Cook. Pitch comes in, low and away, ball one. 1 foot in the box, 1 foot out. Jackson King checks signals. A step in now. Right-handed batter. Peering in, looking at signals. So check first base out of a stretch. Check it again. That's Evan Cook. Now the set position. Swing and a miss. Count goes 1-1. Jackson King last night, three at-bats. He got one hit. He got a double. He walked once. He struck out twice. Jackson Kane, right-handed batter. Right-handed pitcher, Evan Cook, in the set position. Squared the bunt, pulled the bat back. It was a high fastball, ball two. Two balls, one strike. Evan Kane adjusts the pants. Steps back in the rubber. Runner at first base for the Knights. Not much of a lead. He'll check first base, now the set position. Pitch comes in, strike called. Jackson King squared the bunt, didn't pull the bat back. Might have been by design, counts 2-2. Peering in, looking at signals. Evan Cook. Check first base out of the stretch. Now the set position. Here comes a 2-2. Breaking pitch. Short off the glove of Nate Brown. He'll throw down to second base. Safe at second base is Ryan Schumer. Count goes full, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Nobody out. Bottom of the third inning, 6-3 ball game, Knights in front, working from the stretch, peering in, looking at signals, Evan Cook, out of set position, check second base, here's the pitch, swung on, line drive rope over shortstop, going to make it to the grass, we picked up in left field by Fredette, coming in to score, is Ryan Schumer. Going to be a single and an RBI. Jackson Kane will take second base on the throw. They'll give way to a courtesy runner. And they'll work it from there. Next batter in the lineup is going to be number 20, Caden Minnick. Jogging out to be courtesy runner is going to be number 17 for the Knights, Gavin Boutel. Boutel at second base, stepping into bat. Next batter in the lineup, number 20, Caden Minnick. Minnick playing right field in today's ballgame. Working from the stretch, Evan Cook peering in, looking at signals. A long look, he'll set position now. Check second base. Pitch comes in high for a ball. They'll throw down to second base. Snap throw from Nate Brown, just getting back safely. Is Boutel taking the throw with 14. Eric Schroeder, the shortstop. One ball, no strikes. Stepping back in, left-handed batter, Caden Minnick. Peering in, looking at signals, he'll step off the back. Bullpen activity. Left field line for West Lafayette. Peering in, looking at signals. Left-handed batter, Caden Minnick. Working out of the stretch. Here's the pitch. Going to be a foul ball. Tried to get off, drop the bat a little bit, but Minnick. Ball was in his batter's box. Off the bat, a foul ball. No swing. Almost like a bunt. Unintentional. 1-1. He'll step back in. One ball, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals. Evan Cook. Out of the set position. He'll check second base. Pitch comes in low for a ball. It's going to be hit by pitch. Caden Minnick going to jog down to first base. Just grazed him. Didn't get much of him. Runners at first and second base for the Knights. Caden Minnick at first base. Gavin Boutel at second base. Next batter in the lineup. For the Knights, 25, Carter Johnson. Carter Johnson going to step in. He's batting average entering this ballgame, and even 300. Entering this ballgame, a 500 average on base percentage. Peering in, looking at signals. Evan Cook. Long look. He'll check second or first base out of the stretch. Now the set position. Will be squaring for a bunt. It's going to go airborne. It's going to be caught by Evan Cook in foul territory. Carter Johnson, first out in the inning. Runners at first and second base. Set to bat for the Knights. Shortstop, Evan Jeanhart. Jeanhart going to step in. Right-handed batter. Evan Dienhart steps in. Last night's ballgame, he entered the game at a 385 average. On base percentage, 619. Right-handed batter. Facing the righty, Evan Cook. Can be a pickoff move at first base, back safely. Head first is Minnick. Can be bullpen activity. Knights side of the field. Carter Johnson. Gonna get loose. Right there, working Carter Johnson, Isaac Bushi, bullpen catcher. From a set position, Evan Cook. Pitch comes in, right below the kneecaps, called strike. Runner at first and second base, one out, 0-1 count to Evan Dienhart. Working from the stretch, Evan Cook. Peering in, looking at signals. pretty long stretch right here. He'll call time at home plate, Evan Kienhart. Granted, he'll set back in. In the stretch position, once again, he'll check first base. Evan Cook, as mentioned, pretty tall young man. Evan Kienhart batting. Here comes the 0-1. Breaking pitch. Got the dish. Strike called. No balls, two strikes, one out. Bottom of the third inning. One run in for the Knights so far. Working from the stretch. Evan Cook is set first base. Now the set position. He'll check second. He'll pirouette clockwise and not make a throw to second. Steps back in the rubber. Evan Cook. Evan Kienhart batting. Batting in the second position in today's ballgame. Working from the stretch now, the set position. Check second base. Line drive, going to go to right field. Going to make the catch in right field. His snap throw to second base. Back safely. Got tagged right there. Got tagged up. Got back safely without being thrown out on the tag up. So second out in the inning. Line drive rope off the bat of Evan Cook. Getting a good jump off the ball right there in right field. Next batter in the Knights lineup is going to be number 12, Owen Munn. Owen Munn's going to step in. Entering last night's ballgame, a 423 average. That's entering this ballgame, a 500 on-base percentage for Owen Munn. Working from the stretch, now the set. Check second base, here's the pitch. Swung on to take a line drive rope to left field. It's going to be caught by Fredette. Third out of the inning. Knights come up with one. At the end of three complete, Knights 7, Red Devils 3. So they'll work from there, and we'll mention this game. Contest is in part being brought to you by Sign Production. A business with a good sign is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs, billboard advertising, large-format signage, vehicle graphics and lettering, banners and window lettering, Sign Production, located west of Arcadia, 317-984-3765. Again, that number is 317-984-3765. If you want to reach them by cell phone or text message, 317-946-2424. Knights throwing the ball around the infield. New pitcher has been inserted for the Knights. Right-handed pitcher going to step in, taking some warm-up pitches. That's Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox did get some bullpen activity. He's a right-handed pitcher. Tyler Fox entering the ballgame. Will mention. He's got a .000 ERA. He's pitched 5 innings thus far this season. This is his third appearance. He's faced 26 batters, 92 pitches. He's given up 3 hits. He's given up 1 run. He's walked 4. He struck out 5. He struck out 2 looking. He has hit one batter, one hit by pitch, along this early season. Tyler Fox, right-handed pitcher, getting warm-up pitches to Jackson Kane. They're throwing the ball around the infield, outfield. They're going to throw one down. Cade Minnick throwing in right field there with Hudson Gutwein. They toss the ball around the infield. They put it in the glove of Tyler Fox. Top of the fourth inning. First batter for West Lafayette. Going to be number 7. Andrew Fredette. Andrew Fredette, last night's ball game. One at bat. He doubled in that one at bat. And he took one base on balls. Left-handed batter steps in playing left field in today's ball game. Working from the stretch, first pitch from Tyler Fox. Outside edge, called strike. Stepping back in, left-handed batter, Andrew Fredette. Working from the stretch, now the set position. Pitch comes in low. Off the glove of Kane, couldn't hold it. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Andrew Fredette, West Lafayette Red Devil, working from the stretch, Tyler Fox. Going to be in the left-handed batter's box. Going to get a piece of the foot, and Fredette going to jog down to first base. Next batter in the lineup for West Lafayette, going to be number Valen Hedden. Valen Hedden last night worked with a different number. Valen Hedden working tonight, right-handed batter, playing right field. Set position. Going to be a bunt. It's going to be airborne. It's going to be a foul ball right side. It's gloved by Justin Brady. Strike one. So no balls, one strike. One runner aboard, Andrew Fredette at first base. During the running, he reached, hit by pitch, working from the stretch, now the set. Breaking pitch comes in low. Jackson Kane looking to find it. They're going to point at it for him and taking second base on the misplayed baseball. He is Andrew Fredette. So one runner aboard, Fredette now at second base. Nobody out. Top of the fourth inning. Valen Hedden doing the batting. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Pitch comes in. Ball two. Two balls, one strike. Set position. Here's the pitch. Foul ball. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Valen Hedden, the batter for West Lafayette. Set position for Fox. Here's the 2-2. Outside of ball. Three balls, two strikes. Nobody out. Top of the fourth. Andrew Fredette at second base. Working from the stretch, Tyler Fox. Pitch comes in, a ball high. Jog down to first base. Hedden at first base, Fredette at second base. Timeout on the diamond. Jackson Kane going to jog out. Coach Bordenay going to walk out. Going to have a conversation with his infield. He's going to call for a relief pitcher. Tyler Fox going to stay in the game. He's going to jog out to left field. Entering the ball game, we're going to see number 25, Carter Johnson. He'll get some warm-up pitches. And the Knights outfielder is going to convene in center field. Left-handed pitcher stepping in, Carter Johnson. We're at the top of the fourth inning. Two runners aboard, first and second base for West Lafayette. 7-3 ball game, Knights in front. In the hitting department, West Lafayette with 5 hits thus far in the ball game. Central Catholic with 3. Both teams have committed 1 error to this point. Pitching statistics we'll mention for Carter Johnson. Carter Johnson on the season. Also a .000 ERA. Pitched 2 innings. And we'll mention in those 2 innings, faced 10 batters, 32 pitches. He's allowed a hit. He's walked 2. He struck out 3. He's hit 1 batter. So left-handed hurler, Carter Johnson, gets some warm-up pitches on the diamond. Lights are on. Gray sky. It did drop some drops of rain. Not very many. Not very many at all. And getting ready for baseball. Carter Johnson getting briefed right now by the infield umpire. Getting ready for baseball. Here once again, Central Catholic High School. West Lafayette, Central Catholic. Second game of a 2-game set in the West Division of the Hoosier Conference. Pitch comes in high for a ball. 2 aboard, first and second base. Carter Johnson peering in, looking at signals. Veer in, set position, he'll check second base. Pitch comes in, going to be a line shot, left field. It's going to be foul territory. And it's going to be a foul ball. He got over the fence over there. The foul pole, the foul fence. Pretty good stroke right there off the bat. One ball, one strike. Step back in. Working from the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in. Pop one foul, straight back. In the batter's box, Andrew Von Werder. Von Werder, the designated hitter in this ball game. Where's number 18? Runners at first and second. 1 ball, 2 strikes, nobody out. West Lafayette batting. Top of the fourth, pitch comes in, breaking pitch, miss high. 2-2 count. Von Werder, righty facing the lefty, Carter Johnson. Set position. Pitch comes in, he'll foul one, right side, foul territory, caught by Justin Brady. 1 out. Runners at first and second base. Wind's popping up. Not sure, will the rain stay overhead or just float on over if there is any rain? I thought I did see that. But I hope not. Pitch comes in. Try to check his swing. Gonna call a swing and a miss. In the batter's box, number 4, Dash Driggs. Peering in, looking at signals. 1 out, top of the fourth. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 2. No balls, 2 strikes. Carter Johnson looking in, peering in, getting signals. Now the set position, check second. Pitch comes in, he'll line one to the outfield. So he called for by Bryn Robbins. He'll make a catch. They'll fake a tag at second base. Bryn Robbins hits the cutoff. Evan Dienhart. 2 outs in the inning.
Somebody number 17, 40 Adams.
Stepping into bat for West Lafayette. Corey Adams. Corey Adams, the one hitter. Again last night, 4 at-bats. Got a base hit. In the 4 at-bats. He'll step in. Right-handed batter. Corey Adams plays the center field position. from a set position, first pitch, finish just high. One ball, no strikes. Corey Adams, pretty poised batter, leadoff batter for West Lafayette. Swing a miss. One ball, one strike. A step back in, let's tap the plate far. The batter's box, righty facing the lefty, Carter Johnson. Swing a miss, strike two. One ball, two strikes. Two runners aboard for West Lafayette. Corey Adams, the batter's box, going to step off the back. It's Carter Johnson. He'll start again. Carter Johnson peering in, looking at signals. Out of a set position. Here comes a 1-2, no pickoff move. They go clockwise as a lefty. Fake to second base. Timing pattern right there, Evan Dienhart covering the bag. Peering in, looking at signals. Carter Johnson out of a set position. A dribble foul. Might end up fair. They might have got him in the box. To stay at 1-2 count to Corey Adams. Carter Johnson. Timeout on the field. Given a chance for Corey Adams to collect himself after the foul tip in the box. Working from the stretch, now the set. Line drive going to be between first and second base. Going to go to the outfield. Cade Minnick going to throw to the plate. Yeah, out at the plate for the second guy through. They'll score one. And I'm thrown out at the plate. Number seven. That was Andrew Fredette sliding in. Cade Minnick throwing a strike to Jackson Kane. My error. I guess there was one guy on. Thought there was a lead runner. There was not. So, no runs in. A good throw cutting Andrew Fredette down at the plate. Third out in the inning. After 3.5, 7-3 ball game, Knights in front. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. It's ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. And now, Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli, they've been inside Reynolds Farm Equipment for a couple of years. Their hours of operation for Titus Bakery and Deli, they're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. They're open Saturday, 7 a.m. to noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. That's Titus Bakery and Deli. You can reach them on the web at TitusBakery.com. You can grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery and Deli along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. So they're tossing the ball around the diamond. Take some warm-up tosses like the pitcher's mound, Evan Cook. They're going to throw one down from Nate Brown. It's going to be handled right here by the middle infielders. Working on the diamond right here. Going to step in to bat, first batter for the Knights. Bottom of the fourth, it's going to be number 16, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell going to step in, going to bat the bottom of the fourth inning. Evan Cook on the pitcher's mound. Working right there. T.J. Bell last night. Four at-bats. One hit. He got an RBI. Right-handed batter facing the righty, Evan Cook. First pitch comes in, short off the glove of Nate Brown. Ball one. Infield, regular depth, looks like third base might be playing on the lip of the grass. Looking out of the stretch, now the set. Going to get him in the box and get a piece of his arm. Hit by pitch. T.J. Bell going to jog down to first base. If I remember correctly, his first name is Trent. I think so, from last year. Might have seen that written. T.J. Bell at first base. The left-handed batter's box, Justin Brady. Peering in looking at signals, Evan Cook. The check, first base, out of stretch. Now the set. Pitch comes in. Strike, fastball. Count goes 0-1. 0-1 to Carter Johnson. Runner at first base, doing his own running, T.J. Bell. Modest lead at first base. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Right down Meridian, good cut by Carter Johnson. Meyer, Justin Brady. Justin Brady, 32. He's got about the same build of a Carter Johnson, different number. Justin Brady, left-handed batter. Count goes 0-2. 0-2 count is the pitch. And a short hop to dirt right there. Going to bounce and get him in the leg. Hit by a pitch, he'll jog down to first base. So runner at first base is Justin Brady. Jogging over to second base is T.J. Bell. We're going to see a runner for the Knights. Knights going to go to second base. They're going to run with number 33, Bryn Robbins. Bryn Robbins, one of the original starters. Center field. Jogging off the diamond. It's T.J. Bell. Bryn Robbins has entered the ball game. He'll bat for himself. The DH, the player DH rule, in effect. Stepping in the rubber, Evan Cook. At first base, doing the running, Justin Brady at second base, Bryn Robbins. Stepping in the back, Tyler Fox. Working from the set position, here's the pitch. He's going to square the bunt. He'll bunt one left third baseline, foul. Count goes 0-1. So they'll retreat back to their respective bases. And they'll bat right now. 0-1 count to Tyler Fox. Infield, medium depth, the corner, should say first baseman, Dash Briggs up on the grass, working from a set position. Pitch comes in, outside a ball. Count goes 1-1. Step back in, tap the plate, Tyler Fox. Right-handed batter facing the righty, Evan Cook. Knights runners at first and second base. Bottom of the fourth inning. Working from the set. He'll put a bunt down. It's going to be fielded by third baseman in foul territory. Working right there in foul territory. Number 20, that's Zach Schaefer. Count goes 1-2 to Tyler Fox. Evan Cook going to step back in the rubber. Peer in, look at signals. Got some wind blowing, fluttering the jersey right there of Evan Cook. Peering in, long peer. Working out a stretch, now the set position. The check second base, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, broke low. The throw down, snap throw back to second base. Bryn Robbins back safely. Ball got by the middle infielder. He'll pick it up in the grass. Bryn Robbins elects not to try for third. Picking up that ball in the grass is Eric Schroeder. Schroeder playing a shortstop position for the Red Devils. Runners at first and second base, 2-2 count. to Tyler Fox. Peering in, looking at signals. Checks first base. Out of the stretch. He'll check second. Now the set position for Cook. He'll put a bunt down. It'll be a fair bunt this time. Flipping on the surface was Dash Driggs. Dash Driggs playing the bunt. He went to field it. Slipped on the grass. Kind of a moist grass out here. Not a lot of rain, but some settling of the atmosphere made the grass a bit slick. So reaching base at first base is Tyler Fox. Runners on each of the bases for the Knights. Stepping in, Ryan Schumer. Right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter. Evan Cook peering in, looking at some signals. A lengthy peer. He'll check first base out of the stretch. Now the set. Checked his swing at home plate. Might have got the ball. Might have fouled it off. He did. Breaks it off the back. It popped up here at Central Catholic High School. Swing it from the stretch. Bases loaded. Runner, first, second, and third. Stepping back in. The 0-1 count. Ryan Schumer, he'll call timeout at home plate. Stepping back in the rubber, Evan Cook. He'll peer in, look at signals. He'll check first base out of the stretch. Check third and second. Now the set position. Foul ball out of play. Ryan Schumer goes down in a count 0-2. 0-2 count to Schumer. He'll adjust those batting gloves, retighten them, he'll step back in. In the pitcher's rubber right there is Evan Cook for West Lafayette. Peering in, looking at signals. Long peer. Still looking. He'll check first base. He'll check the bases. Now the set position. Here comes the 0-2 to Schumer. Swung on. He'll take a drive up the middle. He'll get a one hop off the dirt and go to center field. Making the throw, hitting the cutoff. Dash Driggs at the pitcher's mound. And Ryan Schumer gets a single, two RBI single for Ryan Schumer. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Justin Hartman going to walk out. A conversation with his infield. Going to bring a new pitcher in the ballgame. Going to jog out. We'll see who that might be. It's going to be a right-handed pitcher taking the baseball from Coach Hartman stepping in to pitch. It's going to be number 5 for the Red Devils, Matthew Kane. Matthew Kane listed as a pitcher and outfielder. He's from the senior class. Matthew Kane now in the ballgame. We'll mention Matthew Kane. On the season, he's got 6 innings under his belt. We'll mention he's got an ERA of 3.50. This is his 3rd appearance. He's given up 9 hits. He's given up 3 runs. They've all earned runs. He's walked 1. He struck out 4. We get some warm-up tosses right now with your catcher, Nate Brown. And again, we'll mention this. Ball game is in part being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. Lisa Stokes there. Enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes there. Real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes there. Century 21 Sheets Company. Serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties since 1997. She'll also cater. She'll return calls for sure in Tippecanoe County. She specializes in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message. You can reach her by phone at 317-513-4086. Again, the number is 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes bears a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. Running at first base for the Knights is Billy Owens, number 15. Stepping into bat, Jackson Kane. Doing the pitching is number 5, Matthew Kane, out of a set position. Going to be a lengthy bunt right there from Kane, trying to position the bunt, and he positioned it well. He got to first base. Bit of a flat bunt, if you were a softball player, if you will. He gets a base hit on a bunt. So the runners on each base, and Matthew should say, Jackson King going to jog off the diamond. Running for him is Gavin Boutel. Stepping into bat, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick, left-handed batter. Stepped into bat right now, working from a stretch, peering in, looking at signals. Matthew Kane, here's the pitch. Outside edge, called strike. No balls, one strike. Stepping back into rubber. Number 5, Matthew Kane. Runners on each base for the Knights. Caden Minnick batting. Peering in looking at signals, now out of the stretch. Pitch comes in. Backdoor curveball for a strike. No balls, two strikes. Matthew Kane, Caden Minnick. Peering in, looking at signals once again. Out of a stretch, now the set position. Going to be a ground ball in the infield. Going to be fielded by the third baseman. He'll go to home with it. Nate Brown couldn't hold the baseball. It's a high throw. Pretty close range right there for a high throw. Jack Schaefer. Check that. That was number 9, Evan Cook, making the throw to home plate, scoring safely. Three runs in. Infield in. Nobody out. Stepping to the plate for the Knights, number 25, Carter Johnson. Infield on the infield grass. Bases loaded. Carter Johnson, left-handed batter. Batting first in the lineup tonight for the Knights. Pitch comes in, outside edge. Might have been a breaking pitch, called strike. Number 5, Matthew Kane, pitching for West Lafayette here in the bottom of the fourth. 25, Carter Johnson at the plate. Slow pitch, scored off the glove. Good block by Nate Brown. Walk back to the rubber. Matthew Kane. Stepping back in, Carter Johnson. Modest leads all the way around second base. Pretty good lead there for Boutel. Foul back, out of play. One ball, two strikes. In the batter's box, Carter Johnson. Peering in, looking at signals. Matthew Kane, working out a stretch, now the set position. Pitch comes in, outside a ball, another good block. Good block by Nate Brown, the catcher. Step back in the rubber. Matthew Kane peers in, looks at signals. Runners on each base for the Knights. Nobody out. 2-2 count to Carter Johnson. Ground ball in the infield. Was fielded by Cook. He'll go to home and get the force out. Let's see if he is on the plate. No signal yet. No signal. They did. They put it on the scoreboard. We might have been shielded from the signal. Fourth out at home plate. Fielder's choice for Carter Johnson. One out. Bottom of the fourth inning. Stepping into bat, Evan Dienhardt. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Matthew Cain peers in, looks at signals. Now the set. Pitch comes in, lets it go by, strike one. Back in the batter's box, Evan Dienhardt playing the shortstop position for the Knights. Back in the rubber, number five, Matthew Cain, set position. Here's the pitch. Be hit by pitch. Got him on the left calf. Coming in to score. Gavin Buchel.
Second baseman, number 12, Owen Munn.
Set to bat for the Knights, second baseman, number 12, Owen Munn. Owen Munn last evening, four at bats. Entering tonight's ball game, 30 plate appearances, 26 official at bats. Batting 423 on the season. Peering in, looking at signals. Matthew Cain, now the set position. Pitch comes in tight for ball one. Knights going to send some activity in the bullpen. Get some warm-up pitches. Working in the batter's box. Owen Munn on the pitcher's mound. Matthew Cain. Pitch comes in, strike. Might have been a breaking pitch. Count goes one ball, one strike. One out. Bottom of the fourth. Runners on each base for the Knights. Set position for Kane. Swung on, line drive rope between third and shortstop. Going to make it to the outfield. Knights going to score two. They're going to take a throw with Evan Cook to home. He'll hold the baseball. Ball gets loose out of the bullpen. Base hit off the bat of Owen Munn. Two RBI base hit. Timeout on the diamond. T.J. Bell in the lineup to bat right here. See if there's going to be an adjustment by Coach Bordenay. Runners at first and second base for the Knights. Coach Bordenay let Bryn Robbins bat. Bryn Robbins going to step in, right-handed batter. Bryn Robbins last night, three plate appearances, three at-bats. He struck out once. Entering tonight's ball game, he's batting an even 200 on base, 429. Matthew King peering in, looking at signals. Bryn Robbins, right-handed batter. Set position. Pitch comes in. If they can drive to left field, it's going to be a foul ball. It's going to one-hop the fence off the warning track. Strike one. No balls, one strike. Matthew Cain back in the rubber, peering in, looking at signals, out of a stretch. Runners at first and second base for the Knights. Swung on, you'll foul one. Is it going to be catchable for Cain? Matthew Cain, Nate Brown. Nate Brown makes the catch, evidently. Two outs in the inning, a nice range for Nate Brown.
The first baseman, number 32.
Catch to bat for the Knights. It's going to be number 32, Justin Brady. Left-handed batter. Two runners aboard, two outs. Bottom of the fourth inning. Peering in, looking at singles, Matthew Cain. set position. He'll check second base twice, three times, and here's the pitch. He'll short off the glove of Nate Brown. Runners will move up 90 feet. So, yeah, bring the ball back, put it in the umpire's pouch. Stepping back in, 32, Justin Brady. Peering in, looking at signals. Matthew Cain. Set position, will check third base. Swung on. It's going to be a ground ball in the infield. It's going to be fielded by Dallas Driggs. He'll throw on to Matthew Cain. He'll get the put out. Three outs in the inning. Knights come up with six runs. At the end of four, complete. Knights 13.
Bottom of the fourth of the night, six runs on three.
Red Devils three.
Two errors and two runners left on
base. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, CarQuest Auto Parts, the 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero, Cicero Town Plaza. Team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero are here to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. Reach them by phone by dialing 317-984-4931. Again, the number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. Also bringing this game to you is looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle? Visit us at Frankfort Trucks and Car Sales in Frankfort, Indiana, or online at FTCSales.com. Or call 765-654-7777. We offer bank finance or easy, low payment plans. Visit us at FTCSales.com today. Since 1999, for 23 years, your go-to dealer, Frankfort Truck and Car Sales. Open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7. Friday 9 to 6, and Saturday 9 to 4. They're located at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfort, Indiana 46041. That's Frankfort Truck and Car Sales in Frankfort. They put the ball back in the glove. Right there, Central Catholic Knights. At third base, I should say at first base, Justin Brady playing first base on the pitcher's mound. Right-handed pitcher for the Knights. He wears number 30. First pitch comes in high for a ball. In the batter's box, I believe it's Dash Driggs, first baseman, wears number 4. Pitch comes in high for ball two. Steps in, right-handed batter. Facing the righty pitcher. Pitch comes in, right down meridian, strike called. Count goes two balls, one strike. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, fouled, out of play. Take that back. The batter in the box, shortstop number 14, Eric Schroeder. Eric Schroeder, 2-2 count. Nobody out for West Lafayette batting in the top of the fifth. Here comes the pitch. High for a ball. 3-2 count. Eric Schroeder. Eric Schroeder last night got a base hit in the ball game. Right-handed batter. Comes a 3-2. low for ball four. Schroeder's going to jog down to first base. Next batter in the lineup is going to be number 11, Nate Brown. Nate Brown got himself aboard with a double earlier in the contest. Line drive broke to the outfield. Good step in, right-handed batter. Peering over at first base, set position. Pitch comes in, strike called. No balls, one strike. Next, going to send down some bullpen activity. Hudson Gutwein going to get loose. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Line drive broke to left field. Backing up to try to make the catch. Couldn't make it. Going to pick it up off the surface. The throw back in. Carter Johnson. Going to be a double off the bat. He'll get two in the ballgame. Two doubles. Nate Brown. Nate Brown got two in the ballgame here. He got a double last night. Nobody out. Runners on second and third base. So stepping in rubber. Nice pitcher. Peering in looking at signals from the set. This comes in. Breaking pitch. It's called strike. Step back in the rubber. Peer in, look at signals. In the batter's box, Evan Cook playing third base presently. At the moment, I should say. Ab record. Short off the glove of Kane. He'll play it to his left. He'll pick it up. Toss it back. Step back in the rubber. Runner at second and third base for West Lafayette. Evan Cook batting. Here's the pitch. Swung on, foul ball on the ground, right side. We picked up by Boutel. One ball, one strike. Evan Cook. Pretty good sized young man, batting in the fourth spot for West Lafayette. Breaking pitch, swing and a miss. Take that back. It was a 1-2 count. They go down swinging. One out in the top of the fifth. Set to bat for West Lafayette, Jack Schaefer. Schaefer wears number 20. Step in, right-handed batter. Last night, three play appearances. He scored a run. He got a double and a single. He'll foul this one in the box. Off of himself, strike one. Jack Schaefer last night got an RBI. He struck out once. Step back in, right-handed batter. Peering in, looking at singles. No balls, one strike. Here's the pitch. Good breaking pitch, good block by Kane. Kept it in front of him, kept the runner still. The last run. Different baseball. They'll throw that one out of the game. A lot of dirt in the seams. Speaking of dirt in the seams, Indianapolis Indians homestand presently going on through Sunday. It'll be 80 degrees this weekend, they say. Set position. Here's the pitch. Low for a ball. Going to get by Kane. Kane going to track it down behind him. Coming in to score is 14, Eric Schroeder. Runner moves to third base. Tapping back in the rubber. Peering at signals, now out of stretch. Now the set. Swing and a miss. Schaefer. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Jack Schaefer. Looking from the stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch finished a bit high. above the zone. Count goes full at 3-2. Peering in, looking at signals. Set position. Runner at third base. Here's the 3-2. Swung on, fouled out of play. Jack Schaefer batting in the fifth position for the Red Devils. Right-handed batter steps back in. Nice pitcher, right-handed pitcher steps back in. He'll peer in, look at signals. Working from the stretch, now the set position. 3-2 pitch. Breaking pitch, standing slow, ball four. Jogging down to first base, Jack Schaefer. He'll hand a couple of apparatuses to the first base coach. First base coach can hold the lower ankle protector on his own leg. Pretty good way to hold the apparatus to do the coaching. Stepping into bat, number 7, Andrew Fredette. He'll take a swing. He'll go to the outfield. It'll be a frozen rope to center field. He'll bounce once in the glove. They'll hit the cutoff. Dehart. And coming in to score is Nate Brown for West Lafayette Red Devils. The Red Devils are going to send to the plate Valen Hedden. Valen Hedden playing right field. Ends the ball game in the first inning. Set position. Here's the pitch. You get a foul one, right side. Gonna float out of play. No balls, one strike. Timeout on the diamond. Jackson Kane is gonna jog out to the pitcher's mound. Gonna go over some items there. They jog back behind home plate. Red Devils with two aboard, first and second base. Fredette and Schaefer, first and second. Here's the pitch. Time called at home plate. Valen Hedden called time prior to movement by Knight's pitcher. Step back in. Working from the stretch. Second base, out of the set. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, low and away. Count goes 1-1. One out. Top of the fifth inning. Two runs in for West Lafayette. You know, 5-1. Skyward, it's going to go center the field, just behind the dirt area. Going to be caught by Evan Dehart, out number 2. Hedden going to jog off the diamond. Stepping into bat. Going to be, we'll double check here. We're going to different batter in the 7th spot. Try to check that. There we go. In A spot, Andrew Von Warder. And Valen Hedden was batting in the 7th spot. First pitch comes in, a ball. Check that. Strike call. No balls, one strike. Right-handed batter facing the righty pitcher. Out of the set, now the pitch. Breaking pitch. Broke right at the kneecaps. Broke low and away. Strike 2. No balls, 2 strikes. Out of set position. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch. Ground ball in the infield. Going to be fielded by the pitcher. It'll toss over. It's the first base. Get the put out with Justin Brady. In the top of the 5th. West Lafayette, 2 runs after 4.5, 13-5, Central Catholic in front.
no error, two runners left on base.
We'll also mention this ball game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. Target Sports, they're located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by phone at 317-758-5886. Again, that number is 317-758-5886. New and used certified gun sales. Buy, sell, trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. Ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. Target Sports in Sheridan. So, nice getting ready to bat in the bottom of the fifth. So, pitcher, Bryce McCammon. Bryce McCammon doing the pitching presently. He's in the batter's box. Pitching for the Knights. He's going to bat here, right-handed batter. Bryce McCammon, line five, third base, load. Had to reset for it. And that was Eric Cook making the put out. Line drive rope to third base off of the bat of McCammon. One out. Here in the bottom of the fifth, stepping into bat, number 15 is Billy Owens. Right-handed batter facing the righty, Matthew Kane. First pitch comes in tight for a ball. Matthew Kane on the pitcher's mound, working from the windup, facing Billy Owens. Pitch comes in, foul back to the screen. One ball, one strike. Nice batter, Billy Owens. West Lafayette pitcher, Matthew Kane, working from the windup. Pitch comes in, breaking pitch, low and away. So working back in the box, count 2-2-1 count, 2-1, pitch on the way. Line drive between shortstop and third base, makes it to the outfield. Billy Owens. A good hand over fist swing. Line drive rope to left field. Jackson Kane going to step in. Jackson Kane does the catching for the Knights. Right-handed batter. Runner aboard at first base is Billy Owens. Stepping in. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in, high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Jackson Kane batting for the Knights. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Let it go by, strike called. Count goes 1-1. 1-1 count, one out. Bottom of the fifth inning. Getting a modest lead at first base, Billy Owens. Working from the set. Pitch on the way, outside of ball. Gets by the glove of Nate Brown, track it down. The fast stop. Runner moves up. Billy Owens now at second base. So peer in, look at signals. Let's step in the rubber now. Matthew Kane. Peer in, look at signals. Out of the set position, check second base. Pitch fouled back to the screen. Got a piece of it, Matthew Kane. Count goes two balls, two strikes. Matthew Kane working last night, three plate appearances. He got a double in the ballgame. He walked once, he struck out twice. Right-handed batter facing the right-handed pitcher. Matthew Kane, Jackson Kane. High pitch for a ball. Reaching him to Jackson King. Step in the rubber. Matthew Kane looking at signals. Working from the stretch. Set position. Check second. Pitch on the way. It's going to be a foul. It's going to be off the hand, actually. Hand on the bat. Was not swinging. Going to be hit by pitch. Jackson Kane to first base.
Gavin Boutel
to step to first base. Jackson King jogging the dugout. Will walk in. Next batter in the lineup, Caden Minnick. Left-handed batter. Last time got himself aboard with a single, two RBI single. Left-handed batter steps in, working from the set. Here's the pitch. Swung on. He'll take one to right field. Going to get over the front, the top side, and pick it up at the warning track. That's heading. He'll throw it in. And then taking the throw with the second base position out in the grass is Eric Schroeder, the shortstop. So a double off the bat of Caden Minnick. Stepping in the back for the Knights. Going to be number 25, Carter Johnson. Johnson, no signals given. Stepping in, left-handed batter. Carter Johnson stepping in right now. Working from this stretch. Peeling in, looking at signals. It's Matthew Kane. He'll work from the set position. Pitch on the way. He'll pop one to left field. It's going to be caught. In left field, going to be a throw to the plate. But coming in to score is Boutel. Score going to end up. Ball game over. Central Catholic 15. West Lafayette 5. We thank you for listening. We thank you for tuning in. We'll mention. Next game going to happen for West Lafayette. Going to be Friday night. The 22nd. West Lafayette will be at Covington High School. What's the Central Catholic Knights? They'll play also on Friday night, the 22nd, 8 p.m. ball game, Garin Catholic Golden Eagles, right here with Central Catholic Knights. We thank you for tuning in, and no matter if you're home or away, if you're teaching or doing the learning, don't let him go, just keep the fire burning.